الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام respected brothers in Islam we were discussing some verses of Surah Al-Furqan in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the speech of the servants of Rahman that those who are true servants of Rahman what kind of speech do they have what kind of walk do they have what kind of spending do they engage in all other aspects of the life of those who are ibadur rahman first of all Allah Ta'ala discusses in that ayat wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna those who walk on the earth with humility we discussed quite a few aspects of pride and also of tawazu or humility. That subject itself is such a subject that we can go on for many, many Jummas and we won't come to the end by the end of the year. But the purpose is not to go into such detailed aspects. So just to conclude the first part, that it is a killer disease, this pride, and it comes through different sources or due to different factors, either due to our knowledge, our wealth, our clothing, our modes of transport, our health, our fitness, it can come through different sources. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has warned us considerably that this pride, he says, is my garment. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala claims that pride is his garment. It is his izhar. It is his sheet. And any person who will try to snatch it away from him, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will break him. Allah ta'ala will destroy him. So the more achievements we get in life, the more humility it must bring. The more we must bow down before Allah ta'ala. For nothing is really ours. Nothing really belongs to us. Last night the heavy downpour, all the might of the South African government could not have stopped it. If you ask them to fire cannons, if you ask them to fire missiles, at the rainfall, could they have stopped it and prevented it? So nothing is in our control. Within seconds, what can happen, we are not aware. Lesotho, whatever happened, we all are well aware. But a few minutes before that, they did not know that within seconds, those who were millionaires will become beggars, or they will be on the streets, or they will have to go and seek loans again. And in many parts of the world this is happening, and in our country also, so many such incidents we have before our eyes. Young, fit and healthy people, suddenly they say paralyzed. Suddenly we hear that the person was hijacked and killed and murdered. So therefore we must not think that anything really belongs to us. The more achievements we have in life, the more Allah Ta'ala blesses us with His ni'mats, the more He showers and bestows upon us His ni'mats, the more we should become grateful to Him, the more shukr we should make, the more we should bow down, the more humble we must become. And this humility now which is going to come out of Allah Ta'ala's azmat and greatness in the heart, it is going to change the walk of the person, it is going to change the talk of the person, it is going to change this, the every action of this person. The people will see in this person that this person has got azmat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. It will change every aspect of his life. One is just what we term as a show or a performance. that there is a lot of humility in show, that the person is just shaking hands, bowing down, but the moment somebody criticizes that person about some weakness or some fault of that person, then see how his temperature rises. That the person who was claiming at one time to be very humble, plenty of humility in his heart, outwardly that was what we were expecting of this person, looking at the person's humility. But that humility is not humility. Humility is which comes out of the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if a person has to criticize, of course if it is a matter of deen, and the person is on haq, then it is a different story. What I am saying here is that this person, the moment somebody criticizes, or the person finds some fault in him, then all his humility goes by the wayside. Immediately the person becomes blown up with anger, he becomes puffed up, and he wants to take revenge. That shows that that humility, that tawazu, was not tawazu due to the azmat of Allah Ta'ala, due to the grandeur and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. It was due to other factors, whatever they may be. So when the person will have humility in his heart, when he will have tawazu in his heart, due to the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, that what are my actions? They are not even worthy of presentation before Allah Ta'ala. How can I be proud of my little ibadat, little zikr, little charity, little tilawat that I am doing? How can I be proud about the little deen work that I am engaged in? How can I be proud about the little activities that I am engaged in, which is termed as deeni activities? So this person, he will have, because of the azmat of Allah, the moment a person is going to praise him, immediately his eyes is going to fall on the 101 weaknesses that he has in him. That is the sign that this person has got humility. That the moment the person praises him, his eyes immediately turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and outwardly it seems that the person is enjoying those praises, but in his heart he realizes that the praise is solely for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he did not give me that health, if he did not give me the intelligence, if he did not give me that knowledge, if he did not give me that tawfiq of that ibadat, then I would not have been able to undertake anything. So their sight and gaze immediately goes towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in their hearts they say, "Oh Allah, this person who is praising me, Ya Allah, it is your kindness, your generosity, that you have concealed 101 of my weak points and my sins, and you have only revealed to them that which is good." So the person glorifies Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The praises of the people also turns him towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the criticism of the people also turns him towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That when people criticize him, then straight away he says, "Oh Allah, it is just one fault and one weakness of mine that these people have come to know. If only they had come to know my other faults and weaknesses, then they would have been spitting on my face." That is what we term as tawazu. That the person, if it is something directed at him personally, then he does not blow up, he does not become angry, he does not want to take revenge. He turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he says, "Oh Allah, it is your kindness that you have concealed so much of my faults." So this is what we mean, that when the azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come, then that tawazu is the real tawazu. But that subject I do not want to go into further detail, otherwise it will go on. Let us get on to the next part. That here, so in the first part, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed what we may term as the speech, the walk of the Muslim, the walk of the believers, the walk of those who are the true servants of Rahman, that in their walk there is humility. Now all the time, we find people walking. Either the person is walking towards his business, the person is walking towards his profession, the person is walking towards Hajj, going to the airport, the person is going towards the station, he is going towards the bus stop, he is going towards so many different places, walking towards the masjid, walking towards his home, whether it's a few steps, but he's walking somewhere or the other. Most of the times, except those who are paralyzed, most of the people are walking. So Allah Ta'ala, the first thing he described there is the walk of those who are the true servants of Rahman, showing that how important it is that this tawazu must reflect in that person's walk. That means wherever you may be, whether you are in the profession, whether you are at the bus stop, whether you are at the aeroplane, whether you are at the airport, or whether you are in your home, or whether in the business, or whether in the masjid, that humility must be reflected in the person's life. He must express total submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that was what we termed as the walk of the person. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the talk of the person, the speech of the person who claims to be one of the servants of Rahman. He claims to be the banda of Rahman. He claims to be the banda of Allah. So that person, even his speech will show that this person has got the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. The speech of this person also will be totally different from those who have got no azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in their hearts. Therefore Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That when the ignorant ones have to address them, then they say salama. Now there are many meanings here, but I just want to give you some explanation. That when these people are addressed by those who are ignorant, does not really mean that they are truly ignorant. Because there can be many people who are learned, but they are not practicing on the knowledge that they have gained. So in the terminology of the Sharia, no matter how much of knowledge they may have, but they are still considered to be ignorant. A person who has acquired plenty of Islamic knowledge, he has got plenty of deeni knowledge, he has got plenty of information with regards to deen and Sharia, but he is not practicing upon that knowledge, then he will be considered in the light of Sharia or in the terminology of Sharia to be a jahil of the first degree, even though he has got plenty of degrees in Islamic studies. So that person, no matter how much of qualification he may have, no matter how much of degrees he may have, even if he has a sanad from a Darul Uloom, if he is qualified at a Darul Uloom, but if that person is not practicing on that knowledge, then in the terminology of the Sharia, that person is a jahil. So if a person, whether he is approached by a person who is totally jahil, totally ignorant, the person does not know, or he is being addressed by a person who has knowledge, but he is behaving like an ignorant person, he is behaving like a jahil, so this person does not enter into argument with him. The person who has got the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart, who has got the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in his heart, he says that I am not going to waste my time arguing and fighting and quarreling and wrangling with these people who are ignorant. He will tell them salama, that you go your way, I go my way. Yes, he will try to explain with wisdom, with tact, with diplomacy, but if that person is not prepared to accept, then he will say that we do not want to fight anymore, you go your way, I go my way. This is the attitude of those who have got the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. But the other person whose nafs has been affected, that the person criticized or the person said something, and he is a jahil person, he is an ignorant person, so this person's nafs has been affected. So he will lose himself and he will try to fight, he will try to argue, he will try to justify, he will go out of his way to win the battle. So this is not a sifat of those who are the Ibadur Rahman. The Ibadur Rahman, their sight immediately goes on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that every decision is being made by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If this person is not prepared to accept, then my duty is to convey the message, my duty is to convey the deen, my duty is to convey the haqq, and after that, then do not fight any further. Yes, jihad and other things have got laws, that is a different subject altogether. But here we are talking about two individuals. That when a person, for example, is giving a bayan or a talk, and there if the voice is raised or he is pointing out towards some evil and weakness, then that is a totally different thing. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his khutbah, sometimes his face used to turn red with anger, his voice used to be raised, and as if he was warning an army. So there, because in the congregation there are all kinds of people, and nobody knows exactly who is being addressed. Therefore, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, when one person came, and he saw through his eyes that this person had committed zina, so he said that what has happened to our people, that they come to our majlis and they commit zina and come. But he didn't say in front of everybody that you are the one that committed zina and came here, because he wanted to safeguard the respect of that person. So what we are saying is that when addressing individuals, then there must be a totally different style. The person must be extremely humble. The person must invite him with wisdom, with tact, with diplomacy. The person must consider himself to be the lowest of all. And then he must think that it's a duty of Allah Ta'ala that I am trying to perform. It is an order of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, I myself deserve a lot of reprimanding and a lot of criticism. And I myself deserve a lot of shake-up in my life. So when the person is going to tell in this manner, it must have an effect on the person who is listening, if he is an open-minded person. But if the person is going to reprimand him in such a way that he makes him feel humiliated and disgraced, then that person is not going to accept. So these people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Now he's talking about the speech of those people who are Ibadur Rahman. That they do not enter into arguments, they do not enter into quarrels, they do not enter into fights. They try to say, well, Salama, if that is your way, you go your way, I go my way. If you have to look at Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when his father refused to accept, then what did he tell his father? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's father was committing, was an idol worshipper, and he was also manufacturing and making idols and asking Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to go and sell. Just imagine in that kind of a situation. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he invites his father repeatedly, and you have heard this before too, that he tells his father, Ya Abati, Lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wa la yubsiru wa la yughni anka shay'a. Ya Abati means, oh my dear father, if you have to translate it. That he's addressing him in such a gentle manner, in such a beautiful way, that, oh my father, why are you worshipping something that does not see you, does not hear you, cannot avail of you of anything? And then he goes on every way, he tells him, Ya Abati, Ya Abati. And then finally, when his father threatens him that I'm going to do this to you and I'm going to do that to you, then he says, Salamun alaik, sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi, innahu kana bi hafiya. I'm not going to translate and give you the meaning and tafsir of that. But you can see that there, a father who is an unbeliever, the father who is an idol worshipper, but with such beautiful way he invites him. So what about those who are believers? What should be our approach with regards to believers? So this is the thing, that they do not enter into arguments and quarrels. That is one part. Then again, the same speech, because it is such an important thing in the life of a Muslim. As I mentioned, that one is walk, that the people are walking. The other thing is talking. That walking and talking, these two things are in excess. People are always talking. We are talking to friends, we are talking to family members, we are talking to clients and customers, we are talking to strangers, we are talking to friends, to those that are known to us. We are talking to so many different people. In our businesses and in our homes and in other parties and functions, we are always talking. So there, the person who is from Ibadur Rahman, then he will control his speech. He will not give free rein to his speech. Because this tongue, once the arrow is fired from this tongue, you cannot bring back that arrow. If the arrow is fired from a bow, then science can come up with some kind of magnet that it brings back that arrow. But these words which come out from the mouth, which come out from the tongue, then the damage that they do, if it is a bad word, the damage that it does is unreal, and you cannot make any amends later. For example, if a person has to give talaq, 3 talaqs to his wife, and he says that, no, it was just words that I was just firing away with my tongue. Will anybody accept that they were just words? The 3 talaq will mean 3 talaq. That wife is divorced, whether he said it in an argument, or whether he said it happily, or whether he said it while she was angry. But those 3 talaqs are 3 talaqs. So it shows how much he must control. So the same tongue which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to us, we use for both purposes. We can use it for good purposes, we can use it for bad purposes. This tongue we can use, or this is the tongue with which we read the kalima, we come into Islam. It is the tongue which we use for the recitation of the Quran Sharif. It is the tongue which we use for conducting our businesses according to Sharia. It is the tongue which we use for so many purposes which are halal, and so many purposes which brings a person closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For zikrullah, again we use the same tongue. When the person is entering into a nikah, it is again that same tongue that he will use and say, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha. That same tongue he uses for so many good purposes. But at the same time, it is the same tongue which one word of kufr and his marriage or his nikah breaks. One word of kufr and this person is out of the pale of Islam. One statement of kufr and the person is no more considered to be a Muslim. The same tongue, if he fires away the talaq, then it is the nikah and the marriage breaks. The same tongue he can speak lies. He can take false oaths and qasams. The same tongue he can use for swearing. Therefore in the morning, according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all parts of the body tell the tongue that please you control yourself. Please you go straight. Because if you are going to go straight, then we will be safe. But if you are going to go crooked, then we are also going to be suffering. Because the swearing the tongue is going to do. But the hiding and the beating and the lashing and the kicking and the booting, the body will have to suffer. Because the tongue, nobody ever caught the person's tongue and start beating the tongue that, why did you swear? Did anybody do that? When a person swears, that the swearing is with the tongue. But the hiding and the breaking of the bones, the person's body has to suffer. So therefore, all parts of the body tell the tongue that you better go straight. Because if this person misused his tongue, then again, it means so much of quarrels, arguments, fights. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that all parts of the body, this is what they say. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was once asked that what is it that will lead most people to hell and to Jannat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in fact, he questioned them, that do you know what is it that will lead most people to Jannat and most people to and great number of people to hell? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it is the tongue. That the correct usage of the tongue will lead people to Jannat. And the bad usage of the tongue or the wrong usage is going to take the people to hell. There are so many hadiths on the control of the speech. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also immediately after the walk has been described, that the ibadur rahman, their walk is such that there's humility in their walk. I mentioned last week that one is a natural walking style. That to us it seems that this person is proud because he's walking like that with his shoulders out. But it could be just a natural walking style. But what we are talking about is that person who has got no azmat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart and is looking down upon others just because he has got more knowledge, so he looks down upon those people with less knowledge. Or the person has got more wealth, so he's looking down upon those people with less wealth. Or the person has got more properties, so he's looking down upon those who do not have. Or the person who is driving a beautiful car, so he's looking down upon that person who's standing at a bus stop. That this person, 30 years of his life, 40 years of his life, he still couldn't make it in life. 30 years of his life, he still couldn't make it in life. See, he's still standing at the bus stop. And I, just in 1 year's time, and just see what a position I am in. So when we are going to look down upon people, then that walking style of ours, it will reveal that this person has got no humility, he's got pride. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises that such people Allah ta'ala will destroy. Sooner or later, destruction will come upon them. We will continue with this inshallah after another after a fortnight. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to listen to these teachings of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and then implement it in our lives. There's too much of talk. The time is now up for us to make that change. And it is not difficult if we just pluck up a little bit of courage and a little bit of strength and a little bit of turning towards Allah ta'ala, and you will find what a change it will make in our lives. What are we going to get in just quarreling, arguing, fighting, dividing ourselves more and more? Division of families, division of society, division of nations. It is so common. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala unite our hearts and bless us with His rahmat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.